What if works both ways? What if we fail? What if we don't?
And then you put a goal in your mind. How are you gonna feel, man, when you accomplish this goal? Had to use all this negative that was making me weak and horrible as a person? This might be exactly what I need. The darkness is exactly what I need. It's how you look at your situation.
What if can make you give up? What if can make you freak out? Or what if can make you step forward?
As human beings, we are meant to grow. And when you stop growing, your soul and your heart and your spirit dies. But as you move through life, it is unavoidable to face things that are challenging, face disappointment, face things that are just absolutely heartbreaking.
We start off with a masterpiece, and we start off with the basic goodness, but it's like that still small voice inside. It's still and small, it can easily be drowned out. And the idea is to be still and know, and to realize that we were wired for success, but it's how we relate to our experience that determines whether we're chipping away or we're, you know, kind of burying that sense of wholeness that we're born with.
People are stunningly accepting of anything if they actually believe that's the purest form of it. People will accept you. People accept everything. Just be you.
And what we don't know is, you know, what's in your heart? Like, what is the fire that stirs you that you wake up saying, I will do this even when I don't feel like it. I will do whatever it takes to overcome my temptation for mediocrity, my temptation for excuses, my temptation for reasons and circumstances to hold me back. I won't allow those to be in my way. And if you have that within you, you'll achieve whatever you choose.
When you start to get into the pattern and the habit of spinning thoughts about what's coming, you will lose the battle with your mind, your health will tank, your mood will tank, your relationships will tank, your outlook will tank. It all begins with making a decision that you are not gonna allow that shit in your mind. That is the one thing that you can control.
It's just that we forget it. We don't look inside, we're looking outside. And so unless we're still and we think about it and we understand that I was born with this masterpiece, no one can give it to me or take it away, it's an inside job. Whether you're coming from a place of scarcity, or I would say survival mode, or coming from growth mode, which has to do with, yes, I can, yes to life, and I have the capacity and the responsibility to make it different. Or to make it better.
If you're interested, you come up with stories, excuses, reasons, and circumstances why you can't or why you won't. If you're committed, those go out the window. You just do whatever it takes. And when it comes to the problems that come up every day, I mean, it's like weather. It's sunny for a little bit. It's rainy. It's hailing. It's windy. It's that's life.
I truly think that if you complain, it's literally the second you start the sentence is a step back in a non-winning way. It's just that.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Like, I don't care what you want. You can have anything you want. It's just important for people to understand that complaining has no value. Let your actions dictate instead of sitting there and feeling like you're not in control.
The one thing some people say they're chasing happiness, and of course Viktor Frankl said happiness cannot be pursued, it has to ensue. So you do things that make you happy. So I say people want peace of mind and people just want to be happy, I would say, or they don't want to suffer less. So the way I look at it is, if I can alleviate a little suffering or eliminate suffering completely, when we can open our heart and see other people suffering, it helps us to connect and have more compassion. You can't have compassion without suffering.
Worrying is not helping you. It's hurting you. Our minds are like boats. And if a boat isn't anchored, it will go with a current and drift away. And the current right now everywhere is extraordinarily negative. But you need things to anchor you in the positive thought that this is going to pass. This is temporary. I'm going to get through this. And when I do, I'm going to go do this thing that I care about.
So many people have so much potential, and it seems like they're standing on the edge of it instead of leaping into it. And what's the difference between somebody who says, yes, I want it, I believe I can have it, I believe I could do it, but then there's another voice that they listen to more that says, but you're not smart enough, but you're not good enough, but what if you fail, what if you succeed? So there's voices in our head that most people have not learned how to really just pay attention to. If you have the belief that regardless of what happens in your external world, you can navigate towards the success that you want. That's a belief. And beliefs are the lens by which we actually see the world and by which we behave. And so if you want to change your results, don't focus on changing your behaviors. Change your focus on the beliefs that drive your behavior.
Well, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. So can you handle the truth? There's a question. And if you can't, if you see that, then you can say, well, if I'm going to change, I'm going to have to figure out how to deal with that discomfort until the point that I can see what I need to see, then I can change it. Just continuing to make mistakes, learn from mistakes, but the mistakes are viewed as feedback, not as I'm a failure, it's just an event, not who we are.
Don't miss the opportunity in this moment, because the days are going to be long, but the months will be short. Passion is for you. Purpose is what you express to the world. And so this is a moment for you to go inward and to find some sort of project that energizes you and that will stimulate that internal need to feel like you're waking up and you are working on something that you're passionate about. Thank you.